Good morning, everybody. Jerry Autry here. Glad to see you. Well, hey, not see you, but I know you're out there. I heard a big thing about somebody telling on NPR, I think, about how to do a podcast, and I'm doing it all wrong. I don't know if it's working or not, but if you got something you think you want to say, say it. I mean, and podcast is a good way. Maybe if you get some people who want to listen to you, or it's interesting to say. The way I approach it always myself is that, and when I was encouraged by a friend to do this, my really good friend, I might say, is that she was kind of laughing like she loved to hear my southern accent, but I don't know. She just BSing me, I think. But I decided, okay, what do I know that might be unique or something that literally I could say? Well, the Myers-Briggs type indicator has become a hobby, so I know a lot about it. I've read a lot of books. I've done workshops, other sort of stuff. I've been a participant in workshops. I've actually led workshops, and so I know about the Myers-Briggs type indicator. And so it's a sort of instrument to understand the Myers-Briggs that really helps you in your everyday life. And I honestly believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt. And so, that's what we're doing. And we're also looking for 5 minutes, five spectacular minutes, I call it, meaning it's off the top of my head and unrehearsed, unprofessional, that sort of stuff. So that's my confession. What can we talk about or think about? Well, the coronavirus is alive and well. We take one step up and about two backwards. And what I can't understand, I just can't get into my brain that people would not get the vaccine. I mean, there's just no argument. Life is a risk. I mean, walking across the street is a risk. I mean, everything is a risk. And I think probably the vaccine is less of a risk than most things. But why would somebody not want to take the vaccine? And let's say as an adult, a father who would put, say, even his family in jeopardy or whatever. And of course, you hear all the arguments, some of my good buds who are not having it, and I haven't castigated them, but I do think they're just full of it in many cases, and their arguments really literally don't hold up, and it's kind of stupid. But nothing often that I can do about that. I mean, it's beyond me. But I can't get why somebody would not get the vaccine. And especially with the science going on now. And of course, as I look around, people handle it really differently. For instance, it's been very easy for me. Just, they call me up, hey, we've got the vaccine here for you. You'll come, here's your appointment. You go down, you make another. And so, really, but for some people, it's been more difficult to find to really get on board, and who knows what fault. But the issue isn't, let's don't place blame here, why we're not 100% vaccinated. What literally we want to do is make sure that, hey, let's get that done now. And I really honestly believe that we'll never be rid of it until if there's one person out there who is unvaccinated, that's keeping the rest of us from being able to operate freely and so forth. And so maybe an exaggerated form, but it's just ridiculous. So get out and get yourself vaccinated. I'm not going to take the approach of one of my really good friends and old army buddies who told me, hey, listen, people don't want to get out and get the vaccine to save their lives and the lives of their family and things like that. To hell with them, let them die. Meaning, that there's a greater risk with people in getting the virus if you have not been vaccinated. And if you have been vaccinated, even if you were by chance to get it, then it's a mild case and it gets over quickly. You're not going to die, not like the old days. And so, listen, you heard that literally from me, and so that's fact. Okay, here I have given you my five spectacular minutes. Sorry, I've been a little tardy as of late. I'm getting my act together, though. This is five spectacular minutes, even us ADD types. can make it that long. God bless you, and God bless America out here.